today. The good thing, at least, the fact that you have one more game to try and show something this week.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to end on the note we had yesterday and playing this game at home. I think that's really, like I told the players today, that's all you can concentrate on now. You watch the tape. You see what obviously we could have done much better than we did yesterday in certain areas. You can't fix everything in 7 days. So I think you have to look at it that way. There's things, obviously, that we're not happy with the way they're going on all sides of the ball. And I think it's just a matter of us having a good week this week. Concentrated on what we need to get done and coming out on Sunday and having a big a day and winning a football game and winning a game at home and go from there, knowing that we have much to improve upon, but nothing like starting with the win when to finish the season.
You watched the tape yesterday and make corrections, or is this a different kind of week?
No, we already watched it. We came in earlier. We just moved everything up a tad. We watch all the games. Win or lose, or whatever time of year it is, because I think there's so much you can learn from it. And a lot of times, you assume something happened and maybe didn't. Or I think it's the best thing is for the whole team, I think, to be watching the tape and in their groups and seeing exactly what happened and what we could have done differently. It wasn't sometimes as bad as you'd think if we had done this and done that, and those plays there to be made, or why you made the mistake, what can we fix so it doesn't happen again. Those type of things, I think, are all necessary before you can kind of put something behind you. It's hard as a player. I know for me it was always hard if I didn't see the game to kind of learn or to move forward. And sometimes guys get the wrong perspective of sometimes they think they're doing better than they are, and some guys they think that maybe it was worse than it really was. So I think they need to see that. And so we watched already today and went through it pretty thoroughly. And hopefully, if anything, when something goes that much wrong for you, you hope that you can find some good in that to help us this Sunday.
In terms of the couple of underthrown deep balls that Jake had in the ball game, did he not get a chance to step into those throws, or was there anything he was doing mechanically that didn't allow him to get the ball out like he needed to?
I think the first one, I think that early in the game, the fourth play, I think that was one that he held back on it too long, probably just thrown it. There was no one bothering that throw. He had a clear shot at the one to Taylor Thompson. I thought it was a great play design. Got exactly what we wanted, like it was in practice. And I don't know if that factored in. He saw him so wide open, he wanted to throw the perfect ball or whatever. But there was no pressure on him there. He just got to deliver a ball that he can catch. And then later on, the one that got the interception, I think the one that ended up going towards Kenny Britt, that ball was for Nate Washington, who was open. And that's when he got hit and his hand went up on the longer throw. Ended up being an interception that could have been a first down. So. And that's how it is in this league. I mean, it's a game of inches, and there's just things like that that, those two plays are just right there, are plays that could have changed the game, a lot, because what hurt us the most on offense was we couldn't stay out there and sustain a drive early because we were missing on plays that were there. And then when that happens, things tend to get out of hand because you start pressing too much to make other plays, and then it just becomes a little sloppier than it normally would have if you've had some success somewhere early in the game when we had a chance to do that. And that's what happened on the offensive side. We just never really, those plays that were there early, whether it be a run, a pass, whatever it may have been, a protection, we made the mistake, and that hurt our chances of doing something offensively early.
How concerning is it that Tim starts in for Jake, you continue to have to answer questions about him being shaky?
I don't know that it's being shaky. I think the team's shaky. I think it's the support around him isn't great. I mean, I know we went into this game kind of in a tough spot with the health of our team, especially on offense with, Jared Cook's out now. Kendall Wright wasn't playing. We find out in the morning one of our tackles can't play. You got four other offensive linemen on injury reserve. There's a lot of factors that go into it to why things aren't as good as we wished it would be, that we're not operating as efficiently as we'd like to. But again, when you play quarterback, lots expected of you. It doesn't matter if it's your first year, second year, third year. That comes with the position. Jake knows that. And it just that, like I said yesterday, we had some chances to make some plays, and some of it's plays he didn't do well. Some of it's the linemen or the backs or the tight ends all joined in it. So anywhere in there, like when you have a game going, guys, when you have a team that's good, someone makes a play in a game, whether it be the running back or the tight end or the line, someone kind of gets something going. And unfortunately right now, maybe with some of the guys that are hurt and missing, we can't do that, but right now we're not doing that.
You said there's too many things to get fixed in a week. I mean, how personally frustrating here at the end of your second year things aren't going more smoothly than they are?
Well, I think it's frustrating. I mean, it is exactly what it is. I mean, we feel we're better than a 5-10 team, but we are what your record says you are. So we're 5-10, and there's a lot I could sit here and like I already did, lay off a lot of reasons why there's a lot of players missing that we were counting on making this year better than that. I mean, I mentioned McCarthy on defense. I mean, he's missing again. So it's just stuff that, I wish we could overcome it better than we have to this point. We haven't played. I thought we'd still play better. You're going to have injuries. It just unfortunately we had a few that too many in the same position, especially on, up front, that have hurt us. And and we knew the transition of a new quarterback is going to definitely add to that. But when you're adding a new quarterback and then you're adding all these injuries, it's hard to get anything in sync. It makes it harder. It's obviously not impossible. But if you're adding a quarterback and you already have the other 10 pieces of the puzzle, like some other teams maybe have, and you don't have all the injuries besides having a new quarterback, it's a lot easier in the transition. And then on top of that, we lost the quarterback for 6 weeks. So he hasn't had a series where he's playing for 15 games. He hasn't had 15 games in a row to grow from. He's had four and then out for six, then back in. So it's been a very hard way, a very bumpy ride, I think, because of all the factors that, again, having said all that, the bottom line is wins, and we only have five, and that's not good enough.
Are you seeing progress from Jake? And if you are you seeing enough of it?
Well, no, we want to win. I mean, I just answer that question. It's kind of hard to really – I don't know how – it's hard to evaluate someone because you don't know how much all these other circumstances factor in. It's harder to say how much having a whole new offensive line in front of you factor into him not making certain throws. It's hard to tell. You like to be able to evaluate someone with – when we're hopefully it's more full strength. So it's hard to say – obviously we would have wished yesterday that we played much better statistically offensively and scored a lot more points. We didn't. And so, he's got to play better. The whole offense has to play better. But again, it starts with the quarterback, and he understands that. And that's, again, like I said, it comes with it. We're not happy with five wins. I don't know if we'd say anywhere we're overly happy with what's going on when you're 5-10.
With all the injuries on the offensive line, how do you even evaluate what the fix week to week or maybe long term? Because I guess at some point it seemed like it was rolling a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of found ourselves after the first couple weeks, and some of that's the opponent we're playing against. I mean, we played against some pretty good football teams this year. The schedule's much more difficult than last year's was. We started off with a tough run where we really couldn't get in sync with what we wanted to do, I thought. And then we found ourselves a little bit with some teams that everyone would say, well, they're the kind of teams we should be able to beat, but we needed that maybe earlier, and the season's totally different. So, yeah, I mean, that's the the hard part or the discouraging part that we, that with guys getting hurt, because you'd rather, if you're not going to have success, you want to know that you did it, you gave it your best shot, that you had your best people, you went for it, and you weren't successful. But it's hard when you have to kind of start adjusting to how you're going to, all right, this game we're going to have to slide this way, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Okay, we can't put him in that situation, don't call it that way, you can only call this one way, you can't call it left because of that situation, you have to call it right. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that, yeah, you got to do it, but it just makes it just adds more to the mental gymnastics of the game. And all of a sudden, your quarterback has a lot more on his passing through his mind than she should have to. And again, that's just unfortunate, but that's how this year went. And does that mean he can't make a certain throw? No, he should be able to do certain, still have better success. But unfortunately, I think all these things just add to, unfortunately, they have added for some reason for us not playing better.
Chalk all the injuries up to just bad luck, or do you expect you'll explore, maybe make some kind of changes to training this offseason for practices going
on? I think you have to look at everything. We evaluate our injuries every year. Last year, a year ago, we had very few. This year, we had obviously a lot more. So you look at the injury itself, and that's something we'll do as an organization. We always do with the trainers, the doctors, and see if there's something, if there's some kind of common, if guys got hurt in certain ways or certain times of the year, or what injuries do we have? A lot of hamstrings. I remember 1 year back, 10 years ago, there's a lot of guys with hamstrings, so we did a lot more stretching for hamstrings on certain days of the week or during camp, or you found a pattern of something going on. But sometimes it's just, you got older guys, they break down. That could be part of it. I mean, it's just a matter of weighing who got hurt when and why and how it happened. But yeah, it is. I mean, you watch a guy in practice all the time, a guy's falling on their legs, and you go, man, that guy must have got hurt. He pops right back up, and then all of a sudden, another time, something happens, looks like nothing, and he's tore his knee apart. So there's a lot of luck, and there's whatever you want to call that involved in it. But but we'll look at all those things, and we always do. And if there's something we can do differently that avoids an injury or two, I mean, we're going to do whatever we can possibly do if we feel there's some kind of way to avoid it. Every team tries to do that, I'm sure. And just happens to be for whatever reason this year. I mean, I've coached offensive line 15 years, and I've never been through what Bruce has been through with trying to figure out who's playing week to week. And like I said before, then all the adjustments that come with that to try to do something that guys can do well.
You guys haven't had a little rash on defense like you have on offense, other than Carton being out. I mean, you've given up a heck of a lot of points this year. I mean, how big of a concern is that? And do you almost feel like, a lot of the good you did in previous weeks is maybe out the window because of the game like this? They make you reevaluate things there as well?
First, I think you continue to evaluate no matter what. I think one win doesn't make everything go away. If we lose three games in a row, then we beat the Jets. It's not okay all of a sudden we'll forget all those things, we're not doing well. We're going to evaluate ourselves, wins and losses. And I think, like we said, I think the season ends and you have to do evaluation of what situations we were put in to make a good decision. I mean, our defense, with the time of possession, how much was the offense part of not helping in this thing or not having points or not staying on the field? There's a lot of things that create problems on the defensive side. That's not all their fault. The short fields like yesterday in the first half with the turnovers, they had two short fields and held them to field goals, which kept us at least in the game at halftime 20-0. It could have been 28-0 or 35-0. So I think there's things you have to evaluate. And no, I don't think you can take just because one game doesn't go your way, you can't cancel all the good stuff you've done the last 4 weeks. I mean, you still did those things. They're still good things. They're still positive things. So, no, I think you look at, okay, what did happen in this game? What was the problem for what happened? If it's what Jerry may have called, if it was a matchup that was not good for us. I mean, you watch teams play all the time. And when people wonder, well, how can San Francisco play this team and beat the Patriots, but they can't beat the Rams? Well, it's matchups. Sometimes teams match up differently. That's a big part of the game, too, when you see – last night, I don't know the score. San Francisco came out and played Seattle. Now, that was, I think, went the other way. So, I mean, that's the whole point. Some teams have good matchups against certain teams, and that's part of the equation for defense, too. You have to look at who they're playing against, who the quarterback is that we played yesterday, the receivers, and decide what's our problem there. Maybe some teams, we play someone else, that wouldn't happen. So I think when you evaluate what we're doing, we need to look at everything into your evaluation just before you just make rash judgments on, well, they lost 55-7, I guess we'll fire them, everyone needs to go. I mean, you have to look at what the alternative is and why that may have happened or how do you fix that. You can't get rid of everybody. So you have to have an answer.
But you got to be a lot of weeks where you guys are giving up too many points. I mean, it seems like it's been a consistent problem throughout the course of the year. Of course, I mean, that has to be concerning to you.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are concerning. Like I said, I'll just start with the record. We're 5-10. That's concerning. And that's the most important factor in this thing is us playing as a team and finding ways to win football games. There have been teams, I think, last year's in the Super Bowl had the worst defense in the league or the worst rushing offense in the league, but they still got it done because one phase of the game was picking up for the other. So I think when you have things like our situation where that's not happening, if someone's struggling, the offense isn't helping the defense, the defense isn't helping the offense. We've had too many games where if someone's having a bad day, we're all having a bad day. And that's the difference in other teams that can overcome that. We're not overcoming that right now. So we're not – again, there's a lot of areas we're going to look at. I mean, like I said, when you have 5 wins and 10 losses, there's a lot of things that are concerning to me as a head coach that we have to look at and figure out how to fix and what we need to do. And some things will be easy to fix. Sometimes it'll be scheme. Sometimes it'll be personnel. Sometimes it'll be, and on and on and on. You have to figure out how to fix it because this type of record, this type of success isn't good enough.
Maybe we should have to say he's going to talk to you at the end of the season to try to find out maybe what the problems are. Could put you into a position where you're almost campaigning for your job or at least trying to explain to him how things have gone wrong. What do you tell him?
I think it's a meeting that I assume we'd have every year. I talked to him last year when the season ends. I'm assuming most head coaches spend time with their owner, if it's not on a weekly basis, because, I mean, our situation is different because Mr. Adams is in Houston. So I think it's something I know Jeff used to get together with Mr. Adams quite often when the season's ended. I assumed I would, no matter if we won yesterday or lost yesterday, that I'd have a meeting with him to decide how we're going forward. And I think in that meeting, for me, it's just, you know, I tell him exactly what my plan is, what my thinking is, and then how we're going to get past 6-10 and on to next year, and what the plan is, how we're going to do it, who we're going to do it with, what changes we have to make, and here's my plan. And he gets to make the decision of he likes that plan or he wants a different plan. And I think that's just how it generally would work in any business, and that's how I would do it.
Do you feel like, I know this has kind of been a setback this year, and you still feel like your plan, your job is still on track and you can have success here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel good about, again, I don't feel good about our record. I don't feel good where we're at. I feel good about a lot of the things, the pieces to the puzzle that we do have. I feel good about a lot of things I think that can get fixed real quickly as far as them being better. And I'll talk to Mr. Adams about that and Rustin and everybody else. And, it's hard to sit here and say you feel good when you've won 5 games and you're not happy with where you're at right now. But like I said, I've been part of teams that won 3 games and won 4 games, and we built something. It's not going to happen in 1 year. I know everyone wants a championship every year. That's just how this business is. Like I said, I had 4 or 5 Hall of Fame guys come here and talk to these guys that have been through something very similar. Kenny Houston, Elvin Bethea, Warren Moon, Kevin Carter. Came in at the Rams when they went 6 wins, 5 wins, 4 wins, Super Bowl win. I mean, that happens in this business. So I think you can't lose perspective of the fact that sometimes it takes a little longer to build something than one season or a season and a half. And we've had one off season here since I've been head coach. So we haven't had a lot of time with the players. I mean, there's a lot of factors in this whole thing. And we have a short period of time to fix it, but I feel very confident that we will, and sometimes it takes longer than 2 seasons to do that, or like I said, 1.5 years to get where you want to get. And so I think if you make a decision, look at who we have on our roster, who we're playing against, what we're doing, you can figure out where we're heading, and we'll see. I feel good about how we're going to get there, and it'll be up to Mr. Adams to decide if he agrees with me.
What have you learned about yourself as a coach dealing with all of this year?
I don't know. I guess to stay consistent, you know, it's not going to always, I wished it was easy. And as a player, I guess I'm used to it not being easy because I've been part of this rebuilding process that we're unfortunately going through right now as a team player. So I think it's just more of just being consistent week in, week out. And don't ever think, I don't know. I guess that'd probably be the thing I learned the most so far this year is just be consistent with it. Expect the unexpected to happen a little bit more this year. More bumps in the road this year because of health, probably more than anything. I think as far as the players, I think they've been great. I think it's been more figuring out different ways to – I've had to really find ways to sell the message in different ways because of having periods of not winning and not having success. Took more ways of just of changing things up, whether it be what I'm saying to them or how I'm challenging them or how we're practicing, or just to be more, come up with more different ways, be more flexible, which I thought went well. I thought the stuff was received very well. So just along those lines, I mean, I think it's more that and realize that, like, I have to remind myself that, you know what, you're not going to championship every year, and then we have to, you know, it doesn't excuse what's going on, but this is just part of the process. And this is one of those things where we have to see if we can overcome it together, and I think we'll all be stronger, the guys in this room, if we can overcome it. You know, adversity builds character, and we're going to find out what we're all about. I think we're seeing some of that this year.
Your injuries from yesterday, I mean, do you think you could keep Stephen's concussion likely keep him out of the finale?
We don't know yet. I mean, he's better today, so we'll see. I assume he'll want to play. If he's not better by Friday, then obviously he would not play. But right now, most of the guys that had something yesterday, Kendall should be back, we're assuming, next week. McCarthy still be in the same status of seeing how he is as he goes through practice. Weatherspoon, Babineau, all those guys are no one's major. It's obvious out. It's just soreness and seeing how they do over the next couple of days.
How did Stanley do?
Yeah, he did pretty. I'm proud of him. I thought he really went in there and had a solid game. I mean, he really had very few mistakes. He plays a good energy. He's athletic, so I thought he matched up well with the outside linebackers that were rushing. I mean, there's a few technique things here and there, but overall, I thought for the first time playing, he really did a really solid job.
What happened with McCarthy? It seemed like he was on track to play, and
I just didn't feel good after running around the last couple of days. Just it doesn't feel like himself yet. And to play that position, you need to feel like yourself, as close to yourself as you can, I think. And just didn't want to put him in a situation where he didn't feel he could play at a high level, and especially when he hasn't really had contact. And you know, if you're not feeling great without contact, that we didn't think going out there would be a good idea. So hopefully, this hold him a week will give him a chance to. I know he'd like to finish playing, but we're going to be smart about that.
What happened with Otto yesterday?
Just during the evening, got early morning hours, sick, you know, flu symptoms, and. Virus, I guess it is. I think he's better today than he was, but he was in no condition to play yesterday, and we didn't find that out till obviously we didn't know how he'd recover during the night, but then by 8-9 o'clock it was obvious he wasn't going to be able to play.
What happens in a situation like that? Can he stay in the locker room or container?
Yeah, I think he stayed in there because he really couldn't keep any food down, and I don't know. I didn't follow him after that. Once I knew he was out, I knew they were going to keep inside for most of the time, and that's why you have, Stingley was ready to go, and Byron did a nice job. I mean, it was definitely, maybe him not having as much time to worry about it was a good thing for him, because he went in there and really didn't, in a hostile place, and really, was fine. I mean, really didn't have a lot of problems.
Did Petrus have some problems? Is that why maybe he was
late? No, I think we said that he, in the first half, again, this is a game where because when you have a line like that, we knew we were going in a little limping, that you wanted to stay in this game so you didn't get to where they can just come after you every down. And unfortunately, we got behind, so they did that. Once we got into the third quarter, when they scored to make it 27-0, we knew it was going to get into they were just going to stay nickel defense and bring the pressure the rest of the game. So we thought it would be smarter to go back to someone who was more familiar with our offense for that type of stuff, knowing that you're going to be getting blitzed every down. So we put Kyle back in. Move Fernando back for that reason, because really he had a couple. Mitch had some plays here in the first half that were just the obvious technique things, but nothing that was detrimental. Third quarter, they start bringing pressure. I think you have to have the communication, things like that. Because it was become an every play thing, we thought it was best to make a move for the rest of the game, and then we'll decide how we're going to do it. I'm not sure we're going to do this Sunday yet. We'll have to see who's healthy and where we're at.
CJ having issues with the ankle today?
No, just sore. I mean, he has an ankle. Harper has an ankle. Things like that. But again, he's a guy that has never missed a game, so I'm assuming he'll be fine for Sunday.
And does the distraction of Christmas help his team turn the page on this game?
I hope it does. We'll take it if it'll make a difference. I think it falls at a great time for the players as far as being a Tuesday. Being their day off, that way they can spend time with their families. And then even today, that's why we kind of moved up our work day earlier, gave them less sleep last night so we can, get them out of here by early afternoon instead of being here later. So I think I remember playing it, it's tough when you have to play on a holiday. It's great to be around family. And it's probably something they could all use after yesterday, to be around the family, get their mind off this for a while, and then come back refreshed on Wednesday and know that we got 6-7 days of hard work ahead of us, and we got to make this thing right.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.